I love my children more than anything in the world. I will walk through fire for them. And I know a lot of parents feel that way. But you can't feel that way. You have to understand what you're dealing with is not your child. I put my own child in jail to stop her from this. And that's not an easy decision to make. It's not a fun decision. Nobody wants to know that they're, you know, their little girl sitting in jail. But she was 7 months clean, eating healthy, getting her rest, no drugs. My son, my nephew, my mother, and I went to get her. And she came out and just, she was healthy. Everything was great. Everything was great. There were no problems, no fighting, no talking about, you know, Mom, I'm feeling funny, you know, I need to go to a meeting. Nothing. Everything was just that little girl at 16 before all this stuff started. That's who she was. And then just she asked to go to the store to get a pack of cigarettes. And she came home, said, oh, you know, Mom, I'm sorry I was late. You know, they didn't have my cigarettes. I had to go to another gas station. Okay, you know, and things fine. So I'm cooking dinner, and I'm like, you want to help me cook? She's like, no, nah, I don't want to help you cook. You know, she, so I'm going to go in my room and watch TV. You know, and she was so bubbly, you know, like nothing. Nothing was wrong. And she went upstairs, and it was maybe 40 minutes. I was cooking dinner. Dinner was done. And I'm hollering for the kids. My son and nephew come down, and Sierra didn't come down. I think she fell asleep or something. So I go upstairs and knocking and knocking and knocking on the door. There's no answer. I open that door, and my little girl is on the floor dead. And I remember when I pushed on her chest, I heard that last breath. I heard the... I was in my kitchen cooking dinner, and that happened 17 steps up, and I had no idea. No idea that when she left this house, that was gonna happen. And I spend my Sundays looking at a gray headstone in a patch of grass. I will be spending my Christmases there, her birthdays there, all my holidays. Because she took that wrong turn.
My girlfriend Sierra, you know, she passed away a year ago this month, and from heroin. And, you know, that's a constant big reminder in my head that, you know, if I even pick this stuff up once, it's gonna kill me, you know? And there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about her. And, you know, not a morning that I wake up that I don't wish that she was laying beside me, you know? She was my best friend. We went to high school together. I met her in